This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. North Korea has put the third son of Kim Jong-il on a path to be the next leader of the nation. To date, he was named vice chairman of the powerful Central Military Commission. Little is known about the son, Kim Jong-un, but it's safe to say that he is young, inexperienced, and likely to face some difficult challenges once he takes over from his father. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
It's not just the outside world that doesn't know much about Kim Jong-un. The North Korean public has largely been in the dark about him as well, says David Kung, a North Korea specialist at the University of Southern California.
We think they have begun to get information about Kim Jong-un, and the newspapers are beginning to refer to him as the young general. So it won't come as a complete surprise because the media, the propaganda arm of the North Korean regime, is beginning to talk about this.
But so far, no biography, official or otherwise, has surfaced. There was one book about the Kim family written by an outsider, Kim Jong-il's Japanese chef. David Straub, a former State Department specialist on North Korea, now at Stanford, says that book includes some observations about the younger Kim.
And he says that Kim Jong-un is a chip off the old block, very much like his father, aggressive, ambitious, creative, ruthless.
It is believed that Kim Jong-un is 27 years old. Nothing is known of his childhood, but it is known that he attended high school for 2 years in Bern, Switzerland. It is not at all clear that either his classmates or the officials at the school knew who he was, but sketchy accounts of his years in Switzerland have him learning English and playing basketball. Evans Revere, also formerly with the State Department, now at the Woodrow Wilson School at Princeton, says he could very well have attracted more than minimal attention because of the security and diplomatic officials around him.
There was an ambassador in Switzerland whose full-time job was taking care of the family matters, including the accounts of the Kim family. And he was supposedly responsible for overseeing the health and welfare of this young man.
The younger Kim is believed to have returned to North Korea after high school to take courses at Kim Il-sung University in Pyongyang. By his mid-20s, Kim Jong-un had assumed an official mid-level position in North Korea's governing apparatus, according to David Straub.
There are reports and rumors that he was involved in personnel matters for the North Korean regime. There are also rumors that a year or so ago he got a little bit of ahead of himself and was issuing too many orders and got in hot water with his father and some of the other leaders of the country.
Then, 2 years ago, Kim Jong-il suffered an apparent stroke and has not fully regained his health. Sometime last year, he began putting in place the mechanisms to determine who would be his successor. That entailed placing his brother-in-law at the top of the powerful National Defense Commission, the military body that effectively runs the country. It is believed that the brother-in-law, Jong Sung-taek, has been given the job of regent to the younger Kim's prince as Kim embarks on a crash course in political and military statecraft. Kim Jong-un may face a much more difficult transition than his father did in 1994 when Kim Il-sung died. Kim Jong-il may be leaving a far more unstable nation behind him, says David Kong.
Kim Jong-un faces a country that's far weaker, poorer, and under much more international pressure. And it's not clear that any ruler is going to be able to come up with the right combination of policies that could allow North Korea to survive and prosper well into the future. I mean, he has a huge task in front of him.
By the same token, this will be a much more difficult transition to manage for those outside North Korea, including the United States, says Evans Revere.
A person is going to assume the leadership of this country that we know virtually nothing about, and what little we know about him is based on sources that are perhaps not the most reliable.
David Kong warns that this is not a formula for a smooth transition.
There's got to be divisions within the North Korean leadership about what's the best path forward. Those are all papered over right now because Kim Jong-il is clearly in power. But what will happen is if Kim Jong-un faces a crisis or if he makes some obvious mistakes, then I think you could find fissures or divisions rapidly opening up.
This is a crucial moment for North Korea and its neighbors. The absence of transparency makes it all the more troubling. Mike Schuster, NPR News.